Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. We ended last time in Matthew 5, verse 48, "Therefore, you are to be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect." And that segues, obviously, into chapter 6, verse 1, as we begin the new chapter. "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them, otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." I want to call to your attention chapter 5, verse 20, and its similar wording. Jesus said, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." In that one, Jesus refers to the fact that you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. In our verse today, his words are, "You will have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." What's he talking about? Let me give you a very short history lesson, but a very important one. Perhaps I should have said this back on the beginning of our study on the Sermon on the Mount more than a month ago. In 167 BC, in that intertestamental silent period, this group called the Pharisees formed. And it was a good thing. They were trying to protect the law and the Jewish culture and religion because of that unbelievable influence by the Romans and their desecration of it. The problem is, the Pharisees became so legalistic, they kept adding more and more laws to the laws that weren't part of the law at all. This is what Jesus is speaking to primarily as you go through the Sermon on the Mount. For example, we looked at those five statements where Jesus said, "You've heard it said, but I say to you." He wasn't talking about the law. He was talking about what the Pharisees had added to the law. So he's trying to undo that because the Jews are so consumed with their practices and their overt acts, thinking that's going to get them in good graces with God and ultimately in heaven. Jesus is trying to help them understand that's not it at all. It's about the relationship with God in our heart and our mind, and that's what righteousness is. Righteousness isn't right works. It's only right works if it's done with the right motive from the heart that's humble and loving and wants to serve and honor God. We forsake, as Jesus instructed, doing things so other people can see what we're doing, whether it was giving our offerings, showing up for church all the time, trying to be seen in public places where you look important and you strut your stuff. Jesus would rather have us go to our prayer closets, be anonymous and humble, than to do everything with the wrong motives. So my challenge to you, dear brothers and sisters, is to examine your own heart regarding these matters, just as the Holy Spirit is doing, hanging on His every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.